pre-trial diversion fee issue. And Mr. Cooksey, this, since we do not have a matter on the agenda, we are not able to discuss the matter for decision or otherwise. And as I told you earlier, we will put it on the agenda at some point in time. I'm going to take this opportunity to say also that none of the comments that have been made, whether by private individuals, former law enforcement officials, or former law enforcement personnel, the auditor, and no offense, Jennifer, but nothing that these folks have said reflects the position of the Commissioner's Court. Commissioner's Court is responsible when it comes to decision making on the any donated money, depending upon what the final outcome is. It's premature to be making decisions. Therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it's premature for the Commissioner's Court to make any statements whatsoever. I do not speak for the commissioners individually. I'm speaking for myself. But the Commissioner's Court will decide. The Commissioner's Court will make the final decision, not the auditor and nobody else. So when we have acted as a body, we will, we'll make comments at that time. I'm not telling y'all that you can't comment. I'm just saying you don't speak on behalf of this court until we take action, nor do I. But everything that's been in the news is all speculative. The investigation is not completed. We have an opinion, and it's an opinion. I want y'all to understand that. It's an opinion. And that's that. So this is all premature at this time.
I have some comments.
Well, no.
It's a citizen's participation time. I signed up to speak, and I'm entitled to make some comments.
No, you're not.
Well, I am
entitled.
Because
it's not on the agenda.
There's nothing in the rules, Judge, that requires my comments to the Commissioner's Court during this time to be on the agenda.
Yeah,
the rules are, no, I'll get you a copy of them. They're right here. Here's the rules right here.
We do have a rule for that. I don't know where it's at.
Here's the rule.
Got it right here, Judge.
This is, I filled form out.
All right, make your comment, Mr. Cooksey. But, we're not going to have any answers. There's not going to be any discussion.
Right.
And I'll tell you, this is not a forum. This is not a soapbox. So keep it short.
Since 2001, all the way up to 2015, the county has collected over roughly in the neighborhood of $714,000 in unauthorized.
Whoa. What's the statement? Where are we? This says, I'm aware that my comments must be limited to the issues relating to the above referenced agenda item.
No.
There is no agenda item.
No. It doesn't have to be on the agenda. You opened it up for public comments, right?
No, I didn't.
Are you refusing to take my public comments on this issue?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because you signed up to speak on an agenda issue, Mr. Cooksey.
No, your form is inaccurate. Here are the rules.
No, the form is very accurate. It says,
Show me the rules, Judge.
Going to talk about an agenda item.
It's not in the rules, Vance. Show me the rules.
You want him out, Judge?
Yes, I do.
I'll show you. I'm looking for it. But yes, we went through this before, and it is in there. Now, we have the option. We have the option to allow people to want to, but if it's not on the agenda, we don't have to.
We don't have to. We're not going to.
Because we can't.
Those are the rules.
This is premature. All right. Now, are there any reports? Is there any matter that needs to be taken up in the next meeting? And we need to talk about the next meeting.
I got a report. I got a bond from the Texas Assistant Collector, and it has signed by the board first.
Okay.
And that's another thing, we've got all